Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad about John Panichon is here, too. John is a new friend. He's the CEO of Logic Bay. He's the co-founder of Vet to CEO. He's an Army veteran, a number of years in the service of our country as a paratrooper and a jumpmaster, as a member of the 82nd Airborne, the legendary 82nd Airborne out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And he's our new friend, John Panichon. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here today. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here, and thank you for your service. Hey, John, one of the things that I think is important to do is something you're going to help us with today, and that's to think about this coronavirus, this COVID-19 crisis. Really, we're up against an enemy. In my writing, I've called it an invisible enemy, but it sure has manifested in very tangible ways. When you think about it, what's your perspective?
Yeah, I think the thing about it is a great deal of uncertainty, right? And there's a bit of an analogy to war, right? And having an enemy in war, there's a lot of uncertainty that we're all dealing with. So, absolutely. I think that's the first condition that sets the stage for what we're going to talk about.
And you know, when you think about the people making decisions for our country right now, at the national, the state, and the local level, a lot of times, you know, these people are criticized if they don't make it everything perfectly or whatever. But I think another thing to think about is they always taught us that the best laid plans for battle fall apart at first contact with the enemy. I mean, you know, these people are trying hard to make the right decisions. I think that most of them are doing it for the right reasons. And you know, whenever they deploy them, that's when they reach the enemy. And that's when those decisions, you know, turn out to one way or the other. I think we should cut them a little slack. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think one of the things that I'd like to share with you is there's an axiom in the military around what you just said, Jim, and it's really like the saying is don't run to your death, right? Mm-hmm. In these situations, we don't want to just make decisions and cause things to happen just to feel like we're making progress. Oftentimes, we have to let the situation around us develop a bit to make more optimal decisions, and I think that's what we're seeing with the leadership in the country. We don't have all the facts on the receiving end of the media reports of what decisions they're making, and I think they're doing the best they can with the information they have when they should make those decisions.
Well, that's right, and your point about don't run to your death reminds me of what they teach you about what you do in an ambush, whether it's a near ambush or a far ambush, right? The object of your at the moment for yourself is to go where there's no bullets. And sometimes in a near ambush, the bullets are on the other side of the enemy. You got to charge the enemy. And that means in business, you have to make hard decisions. You have to make severe decisions sometimes to cut your losses. And you have to make those are tough decisions, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And, you know, in hindsight, you could always have done a better job. But to your point, you get very narrowly focused during that ambush, right? And then you really got to get to the other side. And there's no way around it. And you have to take action. You're right.
Right. You know, some people are uncomfortable with you and me talking about using this kind of an approach. But I do think it's appropriate to sort of, you know, to bear down and to have something to focus on, like, you know, this disease. I mean, it is our enemy. It's hurting us on many levels, and I think we need to have an energetic approach, an aggressive approach to dealing with this, whether it be dealing with our health or dealing with our business. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's one topic I'd like to talk to you about, if I might, that a lot of people aren't talking about, and that's the you know, the same holds true in the military, especially in combat. You know, in these situations, we need to have the discipline to really look for opportunities, right? We get overwhelmed with the defensive measures like, oh, we don't know what to do. We've got to cut these costs and, oh, the sky's falling. But in that chaos around us, you know, we really have to have the calmness to really look for that one opportunity that presents itself because of the crisis. Mm-hmm. And I think any business, if they put some thought into that, can think about some brand new opportunities that wouldn't have presented themselves otherwise. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing stories of that in the media, had it not been for the crisis. And I think as business leaders, we need to spend more time I'm talking about that topic and helping each other out in that regard.
Well,
the same is true in combat, as you know.
That's absolutely correct, John, because one of the things I think about is, you know, the term, you've heard the term that difficulty, disruptions, challenges don't create character, it reveals it. And I think at a time like this, when you look around you, you'll see you probably by now have identified the people that you really can count on. I think that's an illuminating thing that we have in a moment like this. What do you think? The leaders.
Yeah, and, you know, again, a military analogy. You know, there's great peacetime leaders, you know, when you're hanging out in garrison going to training exercises. But when the balloon goes up and you go to combat, you really see who the true leaders are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're seeing that in the business world today, right?
Well, we're seeing that with our customers, with our employees, with our vendors, right? Those kinds of relationships.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What else do you think about this?
I think it's time to be creative. You know, no one's sitting around saying, you know, where are all the lawyers when you need them? And I say that kind of tongue in cheek to say that, you know, we live in a world of rules and regulations and contracts as small business people, right? We have contracts with our customers, with our suppliers.
Right.
We have loan agreements. And they're all well-intended when times are calm, right? Well, we are not in calm times now, and we have to not ignore the law or be immoral in any way or unethical, but we have to work with these stakeholders to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes you need to go off the playbook to do that. And it's the same in the military, right? When you go to war, there's a regulation for everything in the military.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got to be ethical and morally correct. But you got to accomplish the mission, and oftentimes that means working within the rules, but stretching them a little bit to get to success. And I think that's another thing we need to kind of recognize in these times as well.
Right, right. The heat of battle, the fog of war, all that is—that's where we're in the middle of that right now. When we come back, I'm going to talk to John, get him to talk to us about what he's doing to help veterans. As you know, very important topic that we've discussed on this show since the beginning. 20 after, right back with John Panaccione. He's the CEO of Logic Bay and the co-founder of Vet to CEO. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.